As encouraging as it is that a contractor is going to be appointed for the houses in Dirrabooka, Tihi Pádraic Mhíle Arch, I think it's a huge lost opportunity that we could have built more. And we don't need to ask anybody, have we built enough houses, especially those who are homeless at the moment, especially those who have been waiting desperately because they can't afford the high rents or can't get a house to rent at all, for houses to be built by Corlichondagunangal. And this site could accommodate easily anything up to 25, 26 houses plus an independent living unit that is badly needed as well. But what we've done is that we've taken phase one, which it is welcome that we're going to see around about 11, 12 houses being built there. But I've been requesting for a long time now that the council seeks the funding to build the infrastructure, to take the infrastructure up to Carrigachaskan to where the sewer is, and that would allow us to have built all the houses and the independent living that we badly need. Yes, there are plans in now behind Erdskalwara, Rerkanilan, to build an independent house there, but we need far more, and I just think it's a lost opportunity. I'm grateful to the council staff for the work that they've done in this year, but what we need is houses built. The government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, made a clear decision to look after the interest of the big landowners to make sure that their profits were rising year in, year out, and they stopped building the much-needed social housing, which then left people homeless, forcing people into high-rented accommodation and forcing people to foreign countries to seek a better life. This is a lost opportunity. We could have easily have built the 25, 26 houses if the will was there. And unfortunately, instead of this being a really fantastic good news story for 25, 20 odd families who might have got these houses, we're talking about far less houses. And I, as a local councillor, I can't and I won't be quiet on this here. I've been raising it consistently. And again, it just shows you that we had the opportunity and the opportunity wasn't grasped.
You say that you've been raising this for a while now. When did you first bring this issue up, and why do you think that it didn't happen when the initial call was made?
Well, if you look, I suppose housing is probably the biggest piece of work that I do as a local councillor. I have been very proactive working with the housing construction, where we identify sites, we go out and visit sites, we try to find suitable sites around the west of the county, Taihant and Naglanty. And when we started identifying this site here, I felt as the local councillor that it was well placed, or one of those local councillors, it was well placed. And right beside Mickey's shop and Chan Tavernier's Vicky, and walking distance to the schools or the churches and Joseph Malloy. So I thought it was really well placed. But unfortunately, here we are, number of years in, when we could have built all the houses that site could accommodate. I've walked that site on a huge, well, not huge, but half a dozen times, and I would know the layout of it well, and it's a fine site. But unfortunately, there was a decision made somewhere, and I want to know who made the decision that we're not applying for the funding to build infrastructure. The idea that Ishgeirin will come to Gador and build the much-needed sewer system that we've been crying for many, many, many years, I think it's as far away as the moon is, and I can't see it happening in the short term. What we need ASAP is houses, houses, and more houses.
The infrastructure funding seems to be detached from the housing funding in this instance. Is it a case that the national bodies just didn't release the funding, which has resulted in Donegal County Council having to take the Plan B, if you were?
Well, no. Look, if you look at the sewer system that we've been crying out for many, many years, and long before me, people working at it as well, that. Engaging with Ishgeirin on this here, the council has been engaging with Ishgeirin, and I think without being disrespectful, I think it's a cop-out to say that it's really the responsibility of Ishgeirin, and it is the responsibility of Ishgeirin, but we had an opportunity to apply to the for funding to build infrastructure ourselves as Corlichondagunangal for the site, and putting offsuits off it to accommodate the other houses on that line, but we chose not to do it. I'm not an expert at this, but I have worked on building sites for many, many years. I have done groundworks both in England, in Donegal, like Ballyclea, and it's not a big ask. There's plenty of experienced people out there that would advise and would be quite content to build it, but the decision was made not to apply, to my understanding, because I ain't getting the answer that I think our people deserve.
And with the 11 houses now that have been confirmed, when do you think that they will be ready to go and be lived in?
Well, if a contractor's been appointed in the next couple of days, it's just a period of time then to get the houses built. And sure, there has to be a time frame for them, but I'm confident within the next year to year and a half that we'll see keys turning on front doors and families being happy. But there could have been a far more families happier if the other houses were built. Now, we'll continue most definitely in search for more land that is suitable for social housing, but we could have, and that was a lost opportunity, not to build all the houses on the site.